Good morning, everybody, and welcome in to one last ride home edition of the Murray State Basketball Podcast for the 2022-23 season as Murray State's run through their inaugural season of the Missouri Valley Conference and their first run through Arch Madness in St. Louis comes to a close. 74-62, the Drake Bulldogs, the two seed in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, knock off Murray State and end the racer season at 17-15. It's always kind of weird how to have these kind of conversations when the season has come to a close. And I think ultimately we will just, for today, just focus on the game. And we will talk about the future and what's next. We'll give a couple days here for things to sort of settle down, and then we'll start looking big picture into the 23-24 season coming up later on this week. As for last night, you know, as we said going in, this was going to require a Valpo-level effort for the Racers to have a shot. And I think ultimately for a Valpo-level defensive effort for Murray State to have a shot. And for 25 minutes, it really was, it was one of those deals where I didn't think Murray played great offensively. Certainly didn't get off to a great start defensively. And yet, they were right there. They were right there. And it got deep enough into the game that you were able to start believing, thinking, maybe we got a shot here. And ultimately, sort of the defensive woes of the year came back to bite them. And whether it was second game in 2 days, whether it was, hey, maybe they ran out of a little bit of gas, the bottom line was they just could not get a stop in the second half. Drake ends up shooting 61%. They shoot 54% for the game. They shoot 61.5% in the second half, and that was with them basically shutting it down for the last several minutes. Because with 4 minutes to go, when the game was ultimately, you know, with it was out of reach at that point, they were shooting 71% for the half. And it was just like, there, when you're trying to play from behind, you've got to play from behind making stops. You've got to make stops. And obviously the Racers just could not get one, let alone two. First half, you know, I thought Rob Perry just sort of single-handedly, especially those first 10 minutes, just did everything he could, you know, to keep the Racers in it. Had a couple of those heat check threes that we've seen this year, but it was, you know, in the end he was 0 for 2, and I say a couple, that was literally it. But what we saw was him sort of empty the toolbox inside the arc, as we've seen at points this year. But I mean, he did it all inside and crashing the glass. You know, he ended up with, I mean, he had 22 points. He had 12 rebounds. He had 6 offensive rebounds. And there's at least one possession off the top of my head where, I mean, I think he got, you know, he had 3 layups attempts on one trip where it was like, I mean, he's in traffic going up over, trying to go over 3 Drake guys, and he missed, and he got the rebound, and he missed, and he got the rebound, and he might have missed again, and then got the rebound and laid it in. I mean, it was, he was not going quietly into the night. And as I sit and I look, he had 10 rebounds on the road at Southern Illinois. That was the most all year. That was the only time he hit double digits all year until he had 12 last night. for a season high. He did everything he could in the early going to keep the racers in it. The racers needed to be kept in it in the early going, especially, and this is where I thought, oh boy, here we go. Because you remember early, I mean, it was 13-4, Drake. And racers struggled out of the gate, trying to find, you know, trying to just get anything going offensively. It was just a, you know, again, credit to Drake. They're pumped up. They're playing their first game. You know, they've got fresh legs. And Murray just was like, it felt like there was a lot of standing around. And then they had some excitable threes, you know, in the early going that were just nowhere near being good. But then it was like, okay, now they just fell into some of the poor defensive habits where, you know, the guards are out top and Drake's running their actions out top with the ball screens and the handoffs and whatever. And as we've seen, as Murray does, the guards switch everything. Well, you've got to switch. You got to switch, you know, if you're going to switch or you're not going to switch. If you're not going to switch, you need to hedge and recover. If you're going to switch, you have to switch. And there was essentially back-to-back possessions. They switched, and it was like only one guy switched. And then you leave Tucker DeVries, the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year, wide open for back-to-back threes. And now you're suddenly down 13-4. And it's like, oh boy, here we go. Because again, of all the teams in the league, this Drake team going in, you're like, this might be the worst matchup of the bunch. You know, this is the only team that Murray played this year that they didn't have. You know, they got blown out by Bradley, but they beat Bradley. They got blown out by Indiana State, but they beat Indiana State. But they got thumped by Drake twice. And you're like 13-4 out of the chute. And you're like, oh boy. But as we had seen time and time again this year, the racers got up off the mat. And I thought the, you know, I thought the impressive part about it was they did not get 3-point happy. I mean, they only took 12 for the game. Really made their hay on the inside. You know, and the first half, let's see where we are. Points in the paint. I mean, Murray had 30. I mean, they ended up getting outscored 32-30. But points in the paint in the first half, it was 22-12. I mean, they really, really did damage inside. And it wasn't just the bigs. It was, you know, it was Rob getting in there and Brian Moore getting to the basket. Just hanging around. But as I also wrote, so many missed layups, which has been an issue at points this year. You know, 11 for 21. For the game. Rob scored 14 of the first 22. And it was just like, who's going to come with him? And then finally, Jacoby Wood for three. Ties the game. Actually, Rob laid it in, made it 22-22 with 4.5 to go. First tie. And that was the part that I thought was, you know, Murray had given up. You know, with 11 minutes, the under 12 time media timeout at 17-12, racers gave up 5 points over the next 6.5, 7 minutes. And that was where the defense kicked in and really made stuff hard for Drake. And while stuff never got easy for Murray, they were making stops and they were able to start closing that gap. Then Jacoby hits the three. To tie it at 29. And then Brian Moore, that strong move to the bucket, as we've seen 1,000 times this year, and had Murray on top 31-30. And I was like, they're going to the locker room up 31-30. miss what you think is the last shot of the half. And then DJ gets called for that foul. Literally 85 feet from the basket on DeVries with his heave. And it's like, you know, in the end, I'm glad for him. I'm glad for a lot of people that that ultimately didn't have, you know, an effect on the final score. That's just one of those situations, like you just got to let him go, man. If he's going to make a 90-footer at the horn, bless him. You just can't foul him. And he fouled him. I know everybody's upset about it. I understand that you're like, you can't make that foul, make that call at that time. I get it. He fouled him. It's like watching the Super Bowl and Jalen Hurts is trying to throw a Hail Mary and throw it 65 yards on the last play of the game, and he only throws 30. And you're like, well, that's weird. You know, and you're like, oh, after the game, you see that he stepped on the center's foot. Something happened. Well, when Tucker DeVries is trying to throw an, you know, do that chest pass shot from 85 feet, it only goes 50 feet. You're like, well, that's weird. Something must have happened. Yeah, because he got hit. You give him 100 shots, maybe he hits two. You know, I don't know. You just gotta let him go. And I think that was just you're on top. You got the lead. You're excited. DJ's excitable. I think he just, you know, it's just kind of that reflex. It's just you're trying to slow him down. It's like you gotta let him go. So in the end, I'm sure that there was some wind taken out of the racer's sails there. You know, instead of, because of course DeVries goes and hits all three free throws, so now you're down 33-31. I'm sure there was a little less pep in their step going into the locker room, down two instead of up one. But they weren't done. And that was the part. If Drake had come out and scored the first 10 and just ended the game in the second half, I would have been like, okay, I can point to that DJ. But I don't think that had anything to do with it. You know, they got, I think it was the Sturts kid, you know, got called for that hook and hold on DJ early there in the second half, make a couple free throws. Game started getting a little chippy. It felt like it was getting physical. But then we just went through this stretch, because really through the first 6 minutes, and I'm just writing it down one after another. It was just, you know, Jacoby, that great scoop shot for the layup, and then DeVries with a jumper, and then Quincy with two free throws, and then Roman Penn with a bucket, and then Quincy with a bucket, and, you know, Wilkins gets detached on defense again, which was just the issue for the Racers last night, is they could not stay attached to these three-point shooters. He knocks down a three, and then Rob goes backdoor for a layup. And I wrote down no stops for anybody. I mean, it was just a tennis match. But it's like, all right, we're at 14-23, and it's 45-43 Drake. And you're like, they're in it. And now it's just a matter of can they find a way to close this thing out. And that's when it started getting away. That's when it started getting away. And ultimately, it comes down to, you know, Tucker DeVries takes over. I mean, you saw him hit some ridiculously tough shots. And then with his size, you know, I mean, he's 6'6", where, I mean, even, I mean, Steve ran all kinds of guys at him. Rob got some shots. Quincy got some shots. Kenny White got some shots at him. I mean, there's like, we'll try everybody. I mean, there's nobody physically better suited to try to defend him with size than Kenny White. You know, at that 6'6", 6'7", guard. And Tucker DeVries is the player of the year for a reason. I mean, he is so... skilled, and obviously it's like, you know, he catch the ball on the wing 15 feet away with Kenny on him. I mean, Kenny on his hip, and he just overpowered him. Just backed him down, and then just a little flip hook shot from 5 feet. And there wasn't anything Kenny could do. And that was just, he's going to be, that's a dude you're like, please go pro sooner than later. 27 points, 9 of 14, 6 of 7 from the line. He was great. and he was as advertised. But that was where it started. It started leaking away. But again, it came down. It was just the defense in that second half where, you know, you give up 33 points in the first half, 30 if you want to pick nits, you know, without that the three free throws at the end of the half. But then they give up 23 points in the first 10 minutes. And that's where it was just like, it's slipping here quickly. You know, then Roman Penn gets into the act. That baseline jumper he hit, that was the part of that 8-0 run that, you know, suddenly you're down 13 with 9 to go. And you're like, just not tonight, boys. Not tonight. But they kept fighting. And I think there were points this year, especially here in the last couple of weeks, when they played really good teams. When things started getting off the rails, and you saw it got away, and it got away in a big way. And to be down 13 with 9 minutes to go, and it never got past that. And the Racers, I mean, I guess it got to 15 was the biggest lead at 68-53, but the Racers just kept coming, and never ultimately able to make a dent. And I think the bottom line is you just saw that it's like that's the talent deficiency between a team that you could argue is the best team in the conference and a team that was kind of thrown together trying to make their first year in the conference. And oh, by the way, Drake, you know, as they hammered over and over, I believe they said the fifth oldest team in America. I mean, you cannot underscore that enough times of what a significant impact that is. And not only are they old, but they're old and have played together for years and years. I mean, it's a little oversimplification to say it's men against boys, but it's like, but that's when you are that experienced. That counts for something. That counts for something. And again, not just experience, but experience together. Again, I look back at, you know, yesterday was March 3rd. And I guess it's a good day in Murray State basketball history as my Facebook memories were popping up that you saw, you know, Murray State. March 3rd of 2018 was the day that Murray State beat Belmont. Matt McMahon won his first OVC championship. 2019, Murray State beats Austin Peay in the last night of the regular season to win a regular season championship. 2012, 54-52, Murray State beat Tennessee State in the OVC championship game. But that game, when you sit back and you look at it, and you're like, Murray State wins a conference championship that year with Isaiah Cannon, a junior, and Juwan Long, a senior, and Dante Poole, a senior, and Ivan Aska, a senior. Those dudes had all been together for years and years. College basketball has changed dramatically in a decade. And that may be a situation and an ideal that is unreachable anymore. But the closer you can get to that at this mid-major level, the better opportunity you have to be a Drake who's got an opportunity to go to the NCAA tournament this year and certainly go in there and make some noise. I've had some people ask, you know, will there be an NIT or a CIT or CBI? I don't even know, one of those tournaments doesn't even exist anymore, but whatever the postseason tournament is. The vibe I'm getting is that last night was it. Last night was it for this team. 17-15. We could be proven wrong here in the next couple of days, but I think that was probably the last time we saw them play this year. Wrap up the first year in the Valley, 17-15, and again, we'll we will have a little more of a season breakout here in the next couple of days and kind of look at the total picture of the year and also, you know, start spinning ahead to next year. But I feel like there were some bad tastes in sort of the collective mouths of the fan base, certainly the players and coaches and everything, a couple weeks ago when you went through that stretch of Bradley in Indiana State and Drake, when it was just, it was rough. And just feel like these last couple of weeks, it doesn't change everything. But I still think, I think the destination is kind of where we all thought it would be. If on November 1st, it's like you're going to go 11-9 in the conference, you're going to go 17-15. You're going to make it to the quarterfinals. Yeah, okay. Okay. The road was bumpy, for sure. But I think of what could have been, I think there's some certain flowers that need to be thrown to a lot of guys that got them to this point. And now, again, this is the baseline. Now it's about growing, improving, and moving forward. There will be guys on this team that we won't see again. Coaches' choices, their choices, whatever. There will be change. There 100% will be change. But with that change will come the expectation now from everybody in the program of improvement and growth. And that is what we will certainly hope to see in the coming weeks and months as we get into the spring and summer and the recruiting season kicks into high gear. But we will get into that more coming up later on this week. But again, Murray State goes down 74-62, Missouri Valley Conference quarterfinals. The semifinals coming up later on today. It will be Bradley and Indiana State. It will be Drake and Southern Illinois, who rallied past Missouri State last night there in St. Louis. So a good Final Four. If you still want to watch the Valley Tournament, it'll be on CBS Sports Network later on this afternoon. Thanks for listening all season long. We've got some other stuff cooked up for the future. We'll get into that coming up a little later on. But thanks for listening to the Murray State Basketball Podcast, the Ride Home Edition. One final ride home for the 2022-2023 season as Murray State goes down to Drake 74-62. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.